We bring you Arjun Singh live from Jaisalmer, India, once a month, the first actually Wednesday of the month we do it. Arjun is busy today and cannot be with us, but his son Gurdar is with us, and we've spoken to him before. Good day, Gurdar. How are you doing?
Good day, sir. I'm good. And Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners from halfway Jaisalmer, India.
Well, thank you. How's your new year going so far? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's going pretty good, but still the schools are closed and we are just staying home. All the classes are online. And there was no New Year celebration this year because the government imposed restrictions due to COVID that there will be no New Year celebrations in the city. So we all celebrated the New Year at our homes.
Yeah, I think we most of us did that around here too. Now, do you guys have the a vaccination program set up yet?
Yeah, the government just announced that the vaccination program will start soon. And first of all, the healthline workers and all those people will just get vaccinated. So it is a huge program and it will start soon. And in the first round, the health workers and all those frontline workers, like police and all those people, they will get vaccinated. And then the rest of the population will get vaccinated.
Now, India.
So it will take almost 2 years.
Okay, now India came up with its own vaccine, right?
Yeah, right. It's from Bharat. It's a company named Bharat Biotech just built that vaccine for the Indian people.
Now, in this country, there's some people that are not convinced that they want to take the vaccine. Is it the same? Is it the same in India where some people might not want to take the vaccination?
Yeah, it's the same. Like some people, because some people, the vaccine is having some adverse effects. So the people are saying that until the vaccine is proved purely safe, totally safe, only then we will just take the vaccine. Without that safe procedures, we will not just opt to take the vaccine.
Now, how do you like remote learning, being at your house? And is the learning different? Is there less learning? How's that working out for you?
For me, it's working out great. But for the teachers, like some teachers who are 50 or 60 years old and they are not well aware about the technology. So for the teachers, it's very difficult to teach the students. So it's very difficult for the students also to gain knowledge from those teachers because they are not able to teach. Some teachers are not able to teach properly because of the internet connections here. As for example, my school, KVBSF Dabla, it's situated in the countryside where the internet connectivity is not good. So it's a very problematic situation for our students because we are not able to get proper education from those teachers due to internet connectivity only.
All right, but that's not anything you have to worry about. Are you looking back to the day where you can get back? Now, what grade are you in school? I forget now already.
I'm in high school in 11th grade currently.
Now, how long do you plan on going to college?
In 2022, in the fall of 2022, I'll just graduate in 2022 May, and in the fall of 2022, I'll basically go to college, most probably.
Are you looking?
If everything goes well.
Are you looking at certain colleges right now?
Yeah, there are some engineering colleges in India. I'm still looking at them. So, but in India, we have a procedure like you have some examinations after your 12th grade. So after you pass your 12th grade, you have an examination known as joint entrance examination, and that you gave after passing your 12th grade. So after that, you will just get an entrance examination, give an entrance examination, and then you will get to go to college.
All right. Now, how does your dad like? I know he's been very busy lately with your grandfather and your mom and stuff like that. How does he like teaching on a computer?
It's a very different situation for him. It's a very different experience for him, we can say, because it's the first time that he's teaching on a computer. And his students are also very interested in learning from him because he is a great teacher after all. So he likes teaching his students on the computer. Like he starts at 9 a.m. in the morning and finishes at 3 p.m. in the evening. So it's very difficult for him, but still he's trying his best to teach all the students.
Wow, so he does it for 6 hours every day, Monday through Friday?
Yeah. No, here in India, we have from Monday to Saturday, so you have to do it 6 days a week.
So does he have a special place set up at the house there, and you all have to be quiet and stay away from him?
Yeah, definitely. He has his own room, a studio, where he just uses computer, his microphone, his video camera and all those things set up, and then he takes classes while we have to just sit in another room and we have to keep quiet so that he can take all those classes properly.
And then you also have to go on the computer to take your classes.
Yeah, that's a very big problem. That's why my father just bought me another computer for my online classes.
I was going to say, this. It's so at your house, no one can disturb either you or your dad in between 9 and 6.
Yeah, definitely. That's a very crucial time for us because that's the only time we can study.
Do you get a lunch break at least?
Yeah, we have like breaks of 15 to 20 minutes after each class. So you can do like eat lunch or have breakfast or all those things in those breaks of 15 to 20 minutes.
Do you miss anything do you miss the social contact you have with your friends at school, or when you're not learning online, are you online with your friends?
I miss my friends a lot because when we were in schools, we had a lot of fun, but now like I'm not able to visit my friends because they live far away from my house. Like some live even 10 miles away from my house. So it's very difficult for me to reach them, but still we just contact each other on mobile phones and WhatsApp and we have chat, but it's a different experience while you are with your friends. So mobile phones and all those calls are not able to match the same experience. So we hope that the schools will reopen soon and we will get to meet our friends.
Now just imagine, how old are you now, Gurdar?
I'm 17.
Just imagine in 50 years, okay, when you're 67, okay, and you're talking to your grandchildren about the pandemic of 2020 and 2021 and what you had to do to get through it. Do you think you'll be able to explain so they'll understand it?
I'll try my best to explain to them, but it's on them that either they might understand it or they might not understand it. It's on them, but it's a very different experience for us, like all those people who are currently living in this pandemic. So future people, future generations, they may understand, they might not understand. But for us, it's a very different experience. I can see that.
All right. Well, send our best, of course, to your dad and your mom and your grandfather and your grandmother. And you stay healthy. And who knows, maybe we'll speak to you again next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my grandmother, I would like to say that she is having a lot of pain in her stomach because she just gets painkillers every week. Every week she gets painkillers for 5 to 6 hours. She just goes to hospital. So that's a very big, major problem for her.
Yeah, I see your dad take her there and stuff like that. It's a tough time. Well, like I said, our best to your family, and we'll speak to you at the beginning of February.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. That is Around the World, not with Arjun Singh, with his son Gurdar here on Robinhood Radio. You can find it at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.